spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
Whole weekend's in front of us.
I got a crazy.
When is that?
I got a crazy weekend. What?
The Sweet 16 thing?
It's tonight, yeah.
Is it tonight?
Yep. Yeah, no, I don't know. My niece is 16.
Right? Yeah.
I'll go there. Mm. You know, we'll have a good time. I got to go there late because my son's got lacrosse practice, so that's already causing problems.
That's good though. You don't have to go the whole time.
I'm only gonna get there a half hour, 45
yeah,
minutes.
It is what it is.
Nicole's pissed.
How come?
Because we're gonna go separate. And, you know.
Oh, because you guys are running
all
around
that stuff. I told her. I said either jump in with your sister, or you know, take an Uber there, and then I'll meet you. You know, with Isabella. And I said get there early, help them set up. I know they're doing pictures, so go. And then I'm going to deal with Joseph's lacrosse practice, and then I'm going to head over there. I guess I got to wear a suit to this thing, right? It's like a catering joint.
Maybe.
Right? I mean,
maybe a coat, no tie, something like that.
I never wear a tie.
Yeah. Oh, so you mean a suit with no tie or anything?
Yeah. I mean, I have no in between. There's a suit or there's jeans. There is no like.
Oh, yeah? There's no casually dressed?
There are no khakis in my world. You know what I'm saying? There's
no.
There are no slacks.
There's no in between jeans.
They don't exist.
And a suit.
What's the going rate on a Sweet 16 these days? Is it like a wedding where I got to cover the place?
You guys have such different rules up there, like of what you have to give versus...
It's my niece. It's my niece.
So what is that a minimum of...
$7 million.
Fitty or...
How much?
What?
No.
I don't know how
all right,
it works.
Let's start. No. Here's the baseline. I'll give you the baseline because my daughters haven't been to one in a while. But when they went, we're going to a ton of them about 8 years ago. They were just going. So one that Courtney or Kelly was going to alone, we dropped them off. The standard gift among all the kids was $100. So it'd be $100. And then, you know, they'd have a Courtney and Sweet 16, and they all would bring $100. It was kind of silly.
They're just trading money around.
It's really what it ends up being.
You know, it's like when you do gift cards with your family for Christmas. You're just trading money around. Everybody should just hold on to it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but this is your family. And
I'm not giving a $500.
And you four are going, right? The whole family's going?
I'm not giving $500. No way.
It's not a wedding. I was going to say that. Even though they're having it like in a catering hall and it's wedding-ish.
Yeah, but it's not a crazy catering. Like, it's not to the nines. It's not that. No.
Then it doesn't feel like you have to. It's a sweet. They're turning 16. So what? But you have a party. They're having a party. Right. So you got to do something. But really, so what?
Right. I know.
Dude, I'll turn 16. Let's do this.
Yeah, right. Well, that would be amazing. I'd bring
excited. I text her. I texted her this morning. I was like, Cass, I go, you're not going to do that whole thing with the candles where, you know, you. No, she's not doing it.
No,
she's not. Because they do that thing with the candles where they call up like 16 different people. First, they call up the mom and dad. Oh, her mom actually passed away when she was little. And
that's going to be a sad part.
My sister-in-law is now her stepmom. But, you know, and then they call up the friends. I like to call to light my second candle. I like to call up Susie. Susie, don't you remember in kindergarten where you got off the seesaw when I was up top and I came crashing down and broke my collarbone?
And you're not even exaggerating.
And then we just became friends after that because you felt bad for me. And then that goes on for 5 minutes.
I'd like you to light my second candle.
And then next thing you know, you got 16 of those.
Yes.
So
I went to one where that was all in a big semicircle were the candles. It's like, oh, no, this is what it's going to be?
Think of it this way. Even if it's 2 minutes per.
Right.
You're at 32 minutes of nonstop rambling on.
If she's efficient.
And nothing happening except somebody lighting a candle.
Then you can't forget the time for hugging, crying.
She's not doing
someone saying, let me add to that story.
No,
she
just said, Uncle John, I'm just going up there. I'm saying a few words.
Mm-hmm.
And
in general?
That's the end of it.
Good
I said,
for her.
All right, Cass, good.
Good for her.
That's an extra 50.
Right.
But you know what's funny is like I was thinking about it when I was driving in this morning because I was like trying to realize like everything I had to do today and the weekend. And like when I was going to Sweet 16s, I guess it was like 87, 88, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like the big songs being like Salt-N-Pepa, Push It, or who did
Dancing.
Supersonic. Who did Supersonic?
JJ Fad.
Oh,
yeah. That was Monica and Brett both
did that. That was a big
Supersonic.
Thing.
Supersonic. We're JJ thing. Fad and we're here to rock.
Oh, you know what I found out about these?
Supersonic.
Did you watch the, in that, I forgot, was it the beat thing? Was it the thing with Dre? And, they Easy produced these kids, these girls.
I don't know that.
Easy E produced this album, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know something? A little fun fact.
They're ripping off Tone Loc here, by the way.
This was... No, they were before Tone Loc.
Oh, then he ripped them off, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know who came first.
They, this was the last time I danced.
Oh, please recreate it. Please recreate the last time you danced.
Oh,
please.
No.
I was at my friend Julie's Sweet 16, and we were, like, in a VFW hall or whatever it was. And I was dancing, and then I caught myself in the mirror, saw what I looked like, and immediately left the dance floor and have never danced again.
Well, see, you should never do that.
I'm
not allowed to look in the mirror when you're dancing.
Well, you had no choice. The mall, the wall the was mirrored. And I remember looking at myself. I was like, oh, good God. And
what
I left.
Doing?
And I left the dance floor, and I have never, than like a slow dance at a wedding, I have never danced again.
You can only go by what's in your head, what you think you look like when you're dancing.
Play by your strengths, not a strength.
He knows what he looked like.
I have, like, no rhythm white guy moves.
Yeah,
and I remember I was dancing fast. I was like, what am I doing? I'm, like, jogging in place. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it's not about the feet, it's about the hips.
Somebody may have mimicked me doing, like, a really fast running man, and that's how that whole thing took off.
You know, I came across this at the beach the other day. There was a band, and they were playing songs that you can dance to, and when did dancing, at what point, because I know what you're saying, it was kind of more active back then, but at what point did it become guy stands behind girl and just starts grinding?
I don't know.
Because
that happens at weddings.
That's what
it
guys
happens.
Are doing. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
totally.
What they're doing now.
Yeah.
So last weekend at that bar in North Carolina, there was some grinding. But the girl was bumping up against the guy, grinding the guy.
Yeah, that's
dancing,
true. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's both ways.
I don't know when
it
started.
Your daughter does that.
She was not doing that.
Your daughter's about to do it at the junior high dance.
No. You say his 11-year-old daughter is about to booty dance somebody at the junior high
it's
dance?
It's middle school, and that's what they do.
That was a well played, Monica.
That even hurt my heart. Oh my God,
that was well played.
Oh no.
The good thing is she still hates boys, so I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm, so she's telling you she ain't stupid.
No, it's all.
She's going to say she hates him longer than she does.
What do I know?
That's the bottom line.
When I tease her about, like, a boy or something
fun?
Oh, my God, she goes ballistic.
It's embarrassing.
She gets so mad. Mm. Runs her room, slams the door.
Oh,
and then
really?
I got to act mad. Don't you slam that door on me! You know?
I don't know why as kids, because when I was a kid and my brother would tease me about this girl, this blonde girl, and Joni, and he used to say, Sister Golden Hair. Sister, he looks like whatever, like, shut up and turn red. I don't, why are you so embarrassed? Like, who cares? Whether it's a boy or a girl at that age. Why are you?
Because you're a kid.
An insecure kid, I guess.
Dude.
Should we get back to my lack of dancing abilities?
Yeah.
It's 30 years, you haven't moved them hips.
We can if you recreate
not
what you did.
If
JJ Fad is playing.
I can't move that fast again.
Well, you can get
it. Don't move that fast. Improve upon yourself.
I remember wearing, like, my mullet was rocking full force.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Full force.
Business in front, party in the back, the whole thing? Really,
I was like 120 pounds. I was wearing like...
I swear I can picture you like that. Why can't I picture you like that? Must be a picture.
Gray pants and like a peach short sleeve button down shirt or some nonsense like that.
Peach.
Happy birthday, Julie! Watch out for that skinny guy behind you! The guy from those at your car.
You know what? You know what? You're probably right, dude. You're probably right.
In the peach button-down Iron Maiden shirt. Happy birthday, Julie.
Funk Flex 1988 version.
That's right. Skinny Minnie over there.
And over there, you look young,
about
Funk.
That guy, John.
That's it.
I just asked Jewel if she's got the picture in her phone. She might. I think she sent it to me one time.
Oh, you gotta post it if she has it. You have to.
Hey, I will. I'll do that.
She takes a picture and just turn it into a video and just have the picture move a little bit with all this music in the background.
You need this because Mickey Krabs wants to see it. Mickey Krabs is going to be all about that picture.
Mickey, make
it.
That. When if the picture ever goes up, you got to make it. The dancing John, because he won't dance now.
Boo.
This is a good song, though.
Right?
When this comes up, this
the
is
whole
all right.
Dance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is probably right around there, too. Song.
You really need to dance, JP.
No, I don't.
Roger, dance with him. If Roger dances, will you dance?
No, because you know what it is? I refuse to look like Roger, and that's exactly what I would look like.
Roger doesn't
I have no ability to, and I wish I did. I really do. I can't allow myself to look like a moron. I mean, it may happen.
I totally can.
It may happen.
I don't care.
But if I can control it to not happen, I'm going to control it to not happen. I don't have the ability to be silly. Like with my kids in the house or doing something stupid, that's one thing. But out in public, I don't have it in me.
But in 30 years, you've been to many weddings or whatever. You've never fast danced. What does your wife do? Does she go out and dance with the girls?
See you later. Bye.
But you never dance with her? Not even once except for slow?
Nope.
Oh. See, I let my wife do her white girl dance, and I'll stand there and be the white husband doing my dance.
I'm not doing that.
We don't.
But together,
we
probably
don't. And what I'm doing is sitting there like, look at that jerk off.
I know.
They don't know what he's doing.
But I look around me. It's like golf. If you think like you're so horrible, look around. As soon as you look around, you feel much better about your drives. You go to a wedding, look around. You feel much better about your dancing. It's the same. They're all horrible, except the young kids who really got it together. Everyone else, no good.
All right.
Who cares what people think?
Here's the thing.
Having a good time, that's all.
This is another mental defect of mine. If I can't be the best one at it, I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That is a
tough.
Mental defect. This isn't a competition.
Right. It's not.
This is just hanging out, like letting loose a little, having a good time.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
I don't
can't let
that.
Loose.
I can't.
Is there a number of drinks that you would have?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a new.
Do you have the
Counselor Monica, do you have any other questions?
There's a rough number of drinks that can have me taken out of a place on a hand truck. That's happened. I can't.
See, that's
can't
fun. Why don't you feel like you look like an idiot on a hand truck? That's silly and foolish.
At that point, it's completely out of my control.
Well, maybe.
It's only happened once.
Maybe you think of the hand truck and how much fun it was, and you start dancing, and you don't care what other people think, and you just enjoy it, maybe.
But you'll let loose at an Iron Maiden concert.
What do you do there?
Or will you? Will you?
I'm not in a pit
metal
anymore.
Horns, fist in the air,
no.
Shake it, bang your head. You know, will you do all that stuff? Sing the songs. You take my life. You know, you want to let it go
I'm
like
not,
that?
My hand's not up in the air.
Even let go
can
there.
You just stand still straight. Like that's not fun. What are you just?
You know what?
Stiff?
I don't
move
know.
Your right knee
it
only.
It depends on the show. Like I'm not in a mosh pit anymore. Used to be in a pit.
Right, but we're talking about you're in an arena. Like you and your buddy are going to go on this great trip.
I think
you guys got a medal out.
What? Yeah. Okay.
But you're not going to let it go. At the show, you're not going to totally get into music. And
I'm not.
Put one foot on the front of the chair in front of you, like Steve Harris, nothing like that.
Do you do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally get into it.
No,
absolutely. When Kiss is there, when Maiden's there, I don't care. If I went with my brother, man, that would be. We'd be basing like Steve Harris. Absolutely.
And once again, I'd be looking, look at that jerk off.
Well, that's fine, but the whole place is doing it. That's
exactly.
What I mean. Like, and those are your people. That's why I asked that one is if you don't. Good thing there wasn't a mirror. Then you wouldn't even move.
Just have fun. Like, don't think.
I am having fun.
Inside.
At a Maiden show, I'm loving the music.
Sure.
I'm just not playing air guitar.
Do you stand up or anything.
I mean, I might end up in an air drum solo at some point in time, but I'm
you
not.
You have to
like,
be moved. I think, and I think they would move you. How would you not do it?
Is it ever that you want to do it, but you hold back, or you just
no.
It doesn't occur to you?
That doesn't even occur to me at a show. That doesn't even occur to me. Like I want to do something, but I'm not doing it. That doesn't occur to me. The dancing thing, I know. I'm
it
not
occurs to you.
Look, it occurs to me that I should probably do it, and then I'm saying to myself, "There's not a chance." Play to your strengths. That's not mine.
And then you're also the guy who holds back when it's like a comedy thing because you say you're a hard laugh, so you hold back there too.
I'm not.
When do you let it out?
I'm not holding back.
It takes a lot to get you to laugh.
I don't choose. It just takes a lot to get me a laugh. But when you like, there are people when they can, you know. And Brewer said it, you know, yesterday or the day before, whatever it was. He goes like, "Dude, you're a tough critic, so I know when I got you." You know, whatever. Because I texted him right after the show. I said it was the best I've ever seen him. you know, there are people that can make me laugh nonstop. Robert Kelly happens to be one of them.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
I'll give you that.
That dude, man, that dude, whatever. I don't know if it's delivery.
I think we all have that in common,
or if
for
it's
sure.
just the rapid fire. He doesn't even take a breath and it's gone. You know, and there are guys can do, but it's not a question. I'm not sitting there saying, I'm going to fold my arms and I'm not going to laugh.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That's not it at all. It just takes a lot.
I'm just trying to find a place you just unlock it and let it out.
I don't. Right. I wish I did.
Right.
Man.
My wife wishes I did,
even going to Buffett, you'd never be the guy putting the shark hat on your head. Ever.
No.
Ever.
No.
And you're not even wearing a Hawaiian shirt ever?
No.
Just for fun.
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? I went to the, I was at the mall the other day, you know, when I got my eyebrows strung.
You'll do that, though.
Well,
that
I
was,
know.
That was for my wife. But listen to this.
Oh, okay.
But listen to this.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I got to start getting some stuff, you know, for the summer, whatever. It's all Hawaiian shirts.
Is it really?
It's horrible.
I heard it was a thing.
Dude, it's
There's
horrible.
Some new version of Hawaiian
it's
shirts.
Short, it's like short dude shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And
short?
Yeah, so get ready.
Oh, boy.
When I come down
Board
to you guys, I'm going to be wearing camouflage, cargo shorts, flip-flops or whatever. I'm not wearing short shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. That's just not going to happen. But that's everything in every store.
Oh, well, that's good. I can bring out some of the old Hawaiian shirts. The classic versions.
Good. Look, they came back around.
I might have a couple.
You knew holding on to them would pay off.
I sure did. I'll start wearing them on Fridays. Hawaiian shirt Fridays, starting in May. Only on the Bone.
Yeah.
Bone TV viewing will go through the roof. You see those shirts. My God, they're unbelievable. They're classic. Yeah, maybe I'll wear one time.
You don't have
and
to.
Go home ashamed.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I get it. Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.